And then you mentioned in your talk that at first you kind of didn't know how big the Blue Room was going to be. Tell me a little bit about what you're looking forward to and what you learned about it.
I think you tapped right into it. I mean, the absolute size of it. I've been to National Convention probably 6 times now, and don't quote me on that number, but the booths are usually big, but they have to be spread out because you have to have so many people going through. The fact that this is able to concentrate on technology, on science, I mean, that's what I'm really looking forward to. 17,000 square feet, go to different screens and see a discussion, say, on water health on this side. And over here, we have the future of artificial intelligence, and we have startups on this side. The fact to be able to, that you can move around in those different areas and yet have this massive overarching space theme just for this topic. I mean, I know it's exciting to me, and I'm sure that there's thousands of FFA members that are just as excited, if not more so.
And what will the space do for FFA members? How will it benefit them?
I really think it's the tangible side of it. So we all hear about science a lot. I mean, I talked about my agri-science product. There's a science category. Science is the future. But being able to actually see a CEO of a company demonstrate their product, being able to get a live feed or view of how the seeds work, like how GMO seeds work, or anything along those lines, it really makes it stick in somebody's head. I talked about sparks that light ideas of creation, and ideas usually, they don't have to come from nowhere. They can come from something tangible that you can see, that you can feel. Being there with other people, I mean, it's like a football stadium. You're just getting very, very excited. I mean, that's like nerd hype, if I can make up a term here. That's science hype. I would expect to see an incredibly crazy, awesome CEO come out of this. In like 30 years, they'll look back and they'll say, hey, I went to the FFA Blue Room, and because of that, I invented the flying chisel or something along those lines. Whatever it is, there's going to be creations beyond our wildest dreams from this.